Some of you know what this is. Well, it's not really. It's made out of styrofoam. But let me tell you something. We're going to do a series on the Manifest Telecast for the next 4 weeks. I don't want you to miss this, and you need to start telling a lot of people about it, because we're going to cover the number one problem in America and even parts of the world: addiction to unclean habits. Unclean habits that bring about addictions. And we're not here, let me say up front, we're not going to be here, Pastor Tony Scott is with me, but we're not going to be here to condemn people, to look down at people, because addictions are a very serious issue. One out of every four people in America, and the world for that matter, have an addictive personality. And what that means is, once you start any kind of a habit, whatever it might be, you can tend to be addicted to that particular thing. And so please, if you know anybody that has a problem, an addiction, a habit, you've got to get them to watch this. Let me introduce my dear friend from Toledo, Ohio, I've known for many years. Used to listen to him preach when I was in the crib. Yeah. I got to watch how I say crib. That sounds like a gang. Tony Scott, good to have you here.
Hey, thank you so
much.
You're
the only person as a guest most of the time I have on. So we're going to talk about this. So, Tony, I want you to share with us. A lot of people don't believe that the Bible actually speaks to the idea of addictions or drugs. And in the Greek, it does. It may not show it in the English translation. So you go from there, and I'll just interject some things from time to time. It's very important. It's going to help some people.
Well, Perry, I am so thankful for the opportunity to talk about these subjects, and especially in the day in which we're living. We've come out of a series of deaths, thousands of deaths, because of an addiction to opioids. And, it pains me to say this, but some of the people closest to me in the world, not Perry, but some other people, got addicted to opioids. Opioids is a drug. Sometimes when we think of drugs, we think about illegal drugs. But we should be talking about legal drugs as well, because opioids were a legal drug. Thousands of people die. Fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Fentanyl, yes, is a drug that is so prevalent today. Thousands of people every single month in this nation are dying from that drug. So what does the Bible say? You know, I've had people say to me very often, well, I don't see the word drug addiction in the Bible. Well, that's because you're not looking at the Greek Bible, because that's where we get our English version of the New Testament. And over in the book of Revelation, for example, there are a couple of words that you should know. And one of them you will find in Galatians chapter 5 as well. And it is the word pharmakia, and the word pharmakia is the same word from which we get our word pharmacy, but in the Greek, it has a very, very negative definition. For example, it refers to hallucinations, to hallucinating, so to escape reality, to get out of your circumstance. That's why people do drugs, to escape reality, to get out of their circumstance. But when you begin to take the drugs and you escape whatever it is you're trying to escape, you don't really do that, but that's what they think. At that moment, this word also refers to witchcraft. And you are now opening yourself up to demonic activity. And so I would say to those of you who perhaps you're listening, watching, and you have an addiction, legal drugs or illegal drugs, and you're suffering from this addiction, or you know someone, or you have someone in your family who does, just please hear me today. You do not want to open yourself up to hallucinate.
Yeah.
You do not want to escape reality. God did not make us to escape reality. He equipped us to live reality.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you cannot live through.
Now, when you said that about hallucination, I know two stories. One was from Pastor Hank Davis, who was not a pastor when this happened.
Yes.
Later came to know the Lord. And one is another friend of mine named Kelvin McDaniel. Both of them tell stories of how they were in parties. And when they went into their hallucination, they saw demons. Now, listen to this. Kelvin was taking mushrooms. And he said a demon came out of the TV, stood in front of him, but listen to what it said. Aha, you think your mother's prayers are going to help you. Your mother's prayers are not going to help you. He heard the spirit tell him. Now, if he's just hallucinating, seeing, you know, the great white pony and the brown buffalo, that's one thing. But when a spirit comes and audibly talks, so this is what happens. It opens up a portal in the body. And some people love this kind of thing. Oh, I want to see things. I want to see in the spirit world. No, you don't, because the spirit world is as real as the natural world and even more real. And so drugs, and you said the Greek word there has that connotation.
Pharmakia.
Pharmakia, yes. And that's the word in Revelation where it says, yes, the sins of the last days, one of them is sorceries.
Yes,
so sorceries. In English, it's translated sorceries, but the Greek word is pharmakia, and that's where we get the word pharmacy from. Is that right?
That is correct. And we're talking about witchcraft here. So I would just, you know, again, I would just admonish you. We're not here today to find fault with anybody or to put anybody down. But I want you to understand the seriousness of what you do. Even when you take a legal drug and it begins to mess with your mind and you begin to open yourself to the world of the demonic, to the world of witchcraft and sorceries. And in that moment, you've given the enemy permission to come into your mind. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and you look at these first four verses, they're very powerful. We allow strongholds to develop in our mind. And the only way to get that out and destroy that is to bring whatever thought that is, whatever thought you're having about addiction, like the enemy is pressuring you or you feel like you need an escape from reality. What you're doing at that moment is you're allowing a stronghold to be built up in your mind. You're yielding, you're weak in that area. Eventually the enemy will wear you down, you will submit, and you'll do drugs. And in that moment, you've opened yourself up to witchcraft, the world of the demonic. You do not want to go there. You are not equipped to handle that. And I'm not telling you that you're possessed, because I don't believe you are at that moment. There is demonic possession. But we're talking, Perry, about a very serious demonic oppression, and it's, which drives men and women, even who are ministers of the gospel. I know them and you know them, who have succumbed to addictions, to great men of God.
Miracles galore. And one told me he became possessed because he got addicted. And you know who he is? He addicted to alcohol and to drugs.
Yes.
But it overwhelmed him. At first it started out, you know, whatever. Then it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And then he started manifesting. His voice started changing. I actually prayed for him. And it was the most bizarre thing. But what he did, he got help. And he got delivered, and he became a great helper for people with this. Now, when you talk about addictions, because we have something called the Women of Hope. It's not our ministry, but we've supported here in town. We purchased the house for them. And the Women of Hope, when you talk to these ladies, most people will tell you that people either take drugs, and let's talk about the illegal part of it, thinking it's fun just to get high because of peer pressure. But many times they start on this type of thing because of pain.
Yes.
They are having a divorce. They are having a boyfriend or girlfriend that broke up with them. They have been abused, verbally abused, sometimes sexually abused. And so most of them said that what they did, they wanted to escape the pain and the dealing with the emotional anger and shame and stress and guilt. So what they did, they would take something that would erase temporarily the pain, but then the problem was the pain was always there when they got off. Yeah. Then they had to do it again and again and again, and that's where the connection. Addict means to be hooked on, tied to, and can't let go.
Yes.
That's one of the meanings, and that's where they've told me I got addicted. We didn't start off wanted to be an addict. We didn't start off drinking, you know, one glass of wine thinking we were going to become an alcoholic. And so it all begins really with the thought, and then it begins with the act. And sometimes just the one act, the one time, can lead people into that life, because like I said, one out of four people have an addicted personality. But did you research a few things, statistics? Because I was fascinated a minute ago when you told me some things.
Well, you see, the number one addiction in this nation is not necessarily a drug, but it is a drug. It's called alcohol. And we'll have another session about alcoholism. And I can talk firsthand because my father was an alcoholic. All of my years growing up, my father was an alcoholic. I saw the effects of it. I saw the damage that it did. 150 plus million people in this nation are addicted to alcohol.
Addicted. Not just drinking.
Addicted to
that's
alcohol.
That's like, 40% of the country, maybe?
140, actually says 140 to 150 million
Good
people. And when you just stop and think about the seriousness of that, we're talking about children as young as 12 years of age. Mm. I dealt with teenagers who were addicted to alcohol, 14, 15, 16 years of age. And this is what troubles me. You know where they started drinking? Mm. From their father's stash of liquor.
Mm.
Getting into it when the father didn't know it, the mother didn't know it, and a lot of them, a surprising number of them, started there. And so my thing with addictions is this. Your addiction to whatever it is not going to help you. You must understand this. It is going to cause you to move deeper into that dark mood. And when you get there, you must understand there will be a point of surrender, and you will surrender up to the attack of the enemy. I'm not saying you're possessed. I don't believe that you are. Most time you're not. But once you start surrendering that and you start hallucinating, people sometimes think, well, I'd like to take a trip. And they used to say that.
Right.
In our day, LSD. Well, you don't want that trip because that trip will damn your soul and doom your soul. But there's hope for you, you see.
Yeah.
And the Bible's very clear about this. Mm-hmm. Paul the Apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he simply says this. Understand that your body, and when we talk about body there, he's talking about spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
All of us. Understand that your spirit, soul, and body belong to God.
Yeah.
Listen to this. It uses a word from the Greek that actually represents the temple of God, or the very tabernacle of God, or the very dwelling place of God.
Is it naos? Naos? Is that
yes.
the word?
Yes. And
that's the holy holies of the temple.
That's not just
the building.
No, no.
But that means the inner spirit, your inner spirit.
Yes. Yeah. So you surrender up your spirit to the power of a demonic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that demonic spirit will take hold of you. And the thing about addictions, the reason we call it an addiction is because all addictions are declining addictions. So this much will help you think, escape reality.
Right.
And then it takes this much, and then it takes this much, and pretty soon it's a glass, and pretty soon it's a bottle, or it's a needle, or it's some pills.
That's so true.
And throughout our lifetime, two of the most prominent ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ got hooked on, for example, wine, taking a little bit to relax, and then actually became addicted to that drug of alcohol.
One man, and I want to just say this real quick, one man that we never met, but we knew his wife.
Yes.
Who was from the church here in town. This man literally, I'm not exaggerating, eyewitnesses told me that he had a gift from God that he prayed for people that needed creative miracles, and in the service you could see the miracle happening. He went to preach in Pennsylvania, started, he had the largest church in America many years ago with 10,000 members in Philadelphia at the Met. But what had happened is these men would go, and they couldn't sleep. And that was before melatonin. That was before natural things that would help a person sleep. But they would say to them, take a glass or two of wine to help you sleep at night.
Just one little thing here before you go on. The reason for that was the oppression of the enemy against them. They were praying for people to be delivered, and demons were coming out of people, and people were being delivered, and demonic spirits
would
came against
them. Yeah. And so that pressure that they would feel, making them not sleep, getting up, walking around.
Yes.
And two men we know started with a glass, two glass, and they became full-blown alcoholics. Now, one man, and I would never name him, his son told me that what he was told was that from Monday through Friday, he would drink. It was a demon on his back. It was a spirit attacking him. Saturday he would pray and get a message and preach on Sunday and go back and live like a hermit in an apartment that is smaller than almost, it would be like three prison cells.
Yes.
And he would live that way and lock himself up. But yet, I'm going to cry if I say this, because this really, really moved me when I heard it. He told a friend of mine, I have an evangelist friend of mine that knew him, and he said, you know, I have had an addiction and a bondage most of my life that I couldn't break. But he said, I hope that God can be merciful to me on the judgment, because he says, I never denied the word. I never denied his name. I never denied the gifts. I never denied the power of the Holy Spirit. I never denied the power of the blood. But that one thing, and I think the thing, and I, again, this is not to condemn people, but I think the verse that frightens me, and it really does, and it should, is drunkenness does not inherit the kingdom.
That's correct.
I mean, it's in the scripture. Now, we can cover that. We can gloss over that. We can ignore that. But then it troubles me that if a person persists in this willfully,
yes.
And I think the whole key there is the difference between, I want to say this, the difference between choosing to willfully live that way and say, I don't care what you say about God, I don't care what you say about the Bible, you're not telling me what to do. That is a willful choosing transgression. But then there are many people, and I do believe this, yes. that struggle, that say, I need help. God, what am I doing this?
Yes.
I don't want to do this. Please help me. And I'm telling you, if you really are struggling with anything and you don't want to do it, and you really say, God, please help me. There are facilities that a person can go to, but you have to choose to do it. Never submit your whole will to an addiction. Never just give in and give up, because what the enemy wants from you is for you to submit your will over to the will of that thing that's bothering you. And I think we got about 4 minutes more. There's just not enough time, but go tell us about kind of maybe the freedom that God can bring. I want to really talk about that for a
moment. Well, one of the things that I truly believe that God wants us to focus on in these latter days, when we're dealing with demonic activity from all sides, we have never seen a day like today. We've never seen a day of wickedness like we are today. We've never seen our government in the shape that it is in today. For example, Washington, D.C., we could probably call it the sin capital of the world. And there's such demonic activity. So what do we do? So what do people like you and I do? What are we suggesting to people who are living out there, listening to us right now? Whatever you do, when you realize that you are beginning to be addicted or you're already addicted, well, the first things that you've got to do is you've got to find someone to come alongside of you. You're not going to be able more than likely to pull yourself out of this alone. And so get somebody to come alongside of you and to pray with you and begin to pray. Here's what we must focus on. The kingdom of God is made up of laws. And why could that man drink all week and then repent on Saturday? Because forgiveness, repentance and forgiveness are laws of the kingdom of God.
Right.
God has no choice but to obey the laws that he put into the kingdom.
Right.
So if I repent, I really shouldn't say it like this, but I could repent 40 times, 50 times. I could repent every week. God has no choice if I am sincere in my heart,
right.
but to hear that cry of repentance and honor what he said.
And these men would do this.
Oh, they would do this.
They would cry out to God. But then they would go back into the, it's called a cycle of bondage.
Yes. And a stronghold had been set up in their mind. See, a stronghold in your mind is an area of your mind where you have a weakness. And you now acknowledge that weakness and you surrender to that weakness.
Surrender your will. It now
has become a stronghold and you can't break free from it unless, here's what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, said we take that thought, that stronghold, we pull it down and make it subjective to the message of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. What does Jesus say? There's nothing, my friend, you can't be delivered from. Hang in there, trust God, pray, seek the word, read the Bible. Because you see, the Bible is the living word of God, and the Bible has the power through the word of God and the Spirit of God to transform your life.
Yeah, and another thing that's good is I would suggest if you're going to go to a rehab, go to a Christian-based, faith-based.
Absolutely.
Because some are not.
Correct.
But I took some time, and this is a very personal story I shouldn't even tell it to you, but I took time off. I was physically, according to a doctor, going to die within 2 years. You know the whole story. And I checked into a actual medical rehab. When I got there, they said, is your problem drug? These are people. Your problem drugs or alcohol? I said, I'm a workaholic. Because I told the guy when I came, I've never drank alcohol, never taken drugs, but I got a serious problem. I'm a workaholic. I've killed myself. I have brain fog. My decisions are not like they should be. But it was really weird being there when everybody's asking me. But you know, overworking nonstop can be an addiction.
It is.
You can be addicted to your work. And can I tell you, and you're one of my best friends ever,
yes.
I was addicted to the ministry.
I know you were.
Way too much. And now I will not sit there all day at a laptop. I make myself say, I'm done. I go home at 5 to eat with my family. And I thank you because excuse my expression, he was beating my tail all the time. Perry, You want to listen to me? Perry, why aren't you listening? And finally, I
sometimes out of prayer, I would.
No, I know. I know. Pray for me every single day. But I want to encourage. I want to encourage you that one. If you first of all, stay away from this to begin with. Don't start it. Yes. Don't get into peer pressure. Don't go out. Well, why don't you have a drink? Well, I don't drink. Oh, come on. One ain't going to hurt you. That's what the alcoholic said before he became an alcoholic.
And they should not believe that they're damaged goods.
That,
hear me.
That's
you are
right.
Not damaged good. Addiction is no different than any other sin.
That's right.
It's no different than the sin of murder or whatever else you want to call
that's
it.
Right.
It's sin. And Jesus Christ covers sin.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I want to tell you is, so get accountability and don't hide it. Don't hide the addiction. Get accountable. I'm telling you, when you shine the light on it, Satan has nowhere to hide. Number two, if you need professional help, search out and maybe go to your pastor or go to a ministry and say, what is the best thing to do? And think about your future. Think about your children and get the help that you need now, okay? And number three is, if you have people or friends that are negative influences, and every time you get around them, it's let's go get drunk, let's go get high. You need to
get
separate
away from them.
You have to separate the wheat from the tare. And so I wish I had more time to
Can
share.
Can we pray with people before we
Yeah,
take
we're
off
just
here?
About out of time, but go ahead, yes.
Father, in
Thank
the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ,
touch
whoever is listening, whoever is watching, whatever they're
God,
going through,
them.
I command the
Thank
demonic
you,
spirits of darkness,
Jesus
of addiction,
name.
To
Give
leave them
help.
Now as they put their faith and their
yes,
trust
Lord.
In you.
In Jesus' name, amen. We have a prayer team every Thursday that prays. You can send your request in for that as well. We also have an offer, a very exciting offer, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Now you can hear the latest word on the last days that reveals details of where we are now and what and where major events will happen in the near future from the world's leading prophetic teachers. The 2023 Prophetic Summit is now available to everyone on 13 CDs or on 13 DVDs and also available on an audio flash drive. Here are the speakers and their messages. Jonathan Kahn explained how the demon gods have returned. Lance Wallnau used a whiteboard and taught, this is about to change everything. And also the eye-opening message, heaven is about to do an earth invasion. Mark Biltz used Hebrew charts and pictures to illustrate his messages called Connecting the Dots and one called The Stunning Harbingers of Things to Come. Bill Cloud, a master of Hebrew, taught on the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of idolatry. He also revealed the secret of repairing the breach. Jimmy Evans took us on a fascinating journey from the 1800s to this present age, explaining the timeline of prophetic events. Now, here's what I did. I used numerous scriptures and pictures to illustrate these five messages. Something I have missed concerning the pre-tribulation rapture. The next message was called The Secret of the Wedding and the Marriage of the King. You will also hear in this series the fascinating revelation from the book of Daniel called the future millennial events and the first 75 days when Jesus rules on earth. You will also discover amazing details when Christ returns to earth in the message, White Lightning, the King Messiah, and his battle map. In my fifth message, discover the four biggest things that will happen just before the rapture of the church. Now, you will enjoy 13 hours, imagine that, 13 hours of dynamic prophetic teaching that will leave you encouraged, excited, and informed about the last days. The CD album is $65, and the offer number for that is 23PS-CD. The DVD album is $95, and that offer number is 23PS-DVD. Now, the DVDs will have all the pictures and the PowerPoints and the scriptures that were on the screens. Don't forget that. The audio flash drive is also available for $65 by requesting it and using offer number 23PS-USB. You can call toll-free at 1-888-21-BREAD or order online at our website at perrystone.org or send the offer number and send us a note with the check to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. I can guarantee you this. This is going to be the best prophetic series in the 47-year history of our ministry. You will be prepared. You will be informed. You will know the times and seasons, and you will know what to do. So go ahead and order the 13 CDs or the DVD album or the 13 messages that are on the audio flash drive and do it today. God bless you. All right, keep up with these special series by Pastor Tony Scott. You've asked us these questions. We're going to answer them for you in the next couple weeks. Now, very important, Christ Temple Church, Huntington, West Virginia, August 25th to the 27th, Friday, two services Saturday, three services on Sunday. Don't you miss it if you live in the area. Gateway Church, Russellville, Alabama, September the 10th. Pastor Nick McSpadden, I'm going to be there on Sunday only. And then Ramp OCI here in Cleveland, Tennessee, I'm going to be preaching on Tuesday the 12th, Tuesday the 19th, Tuesday the 26th in a revival month. Come be with us if you can. I'm coming also to Harvest Oak Grove in Oak Grove, Arkansas, and that'll be on September the 20th. And then, of course, we're coming to San Diego September the 28th at the Morcerotto Legacy Center. Main event's coming up. Don't forget to register for that. So go to paradisthrone.org to get all the information on where we're going to be coming to. I just want to also mention how grateful I am to the thousands of partners of the Voice of Evangelism Ministry. You help make so much possible that you cannot even imagine. We are now reaching into nations. In one particular nation, we have a website in the language of that nation. We're translating books into the language of that nation, and we're reaching more people. In another country where we do lens of the camera, we're seeing literally thousands of people come to know the Lord for the first time by sitting in a studio where they put up a big screen in villages in this particular country, and we minister that way. We're going to be having more lens of the camera in the future, and we're going to be doing more for the Lord. So thank you, partners, for partnering with us. Don't forget to watch us on the Peristone YouTube channel and keep up with us through Peristone Ministries Facebook page. God bless you.
The beautiful fall months are coming to Tennessee, and that means the 37th annual main event camp meeting at Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee. Beginning Tuesday night, October 3rd through Saturday morning, October 7th, join Perry Stone, Jensen Franklin, Ron Carpenter, and John Kilpatrick, along with Lendell Cooley and his team, who'll be leading us in worship. Also joining as featured guests will be the Crab Family. A nursery is provided nightly for ages 1 through 4, and a Kids Fest Church during the evening and morning services. Pam Stone's Fall Festival is planned for Saturday afternoon, with great food, special booths, kids' playground, and music by Southbound, and Perry will be having a book signing. There is no fee to register to attend, but you must register at perrystone.org. Make unforgettable memories at what is called the greatest camp meeting all year long.
Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2023 Israel tour. The dates are November 19th through the 28th. There is also an optional tour to the country of Jordan that includes Petra and much more. Call 1-888-321-3629 or visit perrystone.org for more information and how to register. Seating is limited, so call today.